We should consider ourselves very, very fortunate that, well, this is what I do, having found someone who is telling me what is the meaning of my life. And like on the first page, is the subject, what it's all about, this book, we can say. And this the main point of the whole book is teaching us how to put Buddha's teachings or Dharma into practice. So let me just like briefly who is Buddha and what is Dharma. Yeah, so we need to maybe think about again and again. So Buddha has been a person like you and me, confused, lost in samsara, with a lot of confusion, delusions, faults, and many shortcomings. And then he started to train his own mind, improving his own mind. That means reducing negative states of mind. Yep, first identifying them, reducing them, finally completely abandoning them. And on the other side, developing this limitless potential that we have all within our own heart to become a perfect, pure being. And this is all what we actually strive for somehow. Don't you think you're almost perfect? Certainly when others prove we are not yet perfect, but we would like to. And sometimes even we think, I'm almost there. We like to think. But if we are honest, we know. No, it's not really the truth. I still have to work a little bit on my mind. But I think, yeah, through the kindness of Buddha's teachings, we understand we can follow exactly the same thing that Buddha did. Yeah, reducing negativity, improving positive states of mind. And the result is we become a Buddha. So Buddha is not a person like, I don't know, Christmas man or something like this. Buddha is a state of mind. It's a completely purified mind and completely developed to the perfection. The result is like a Buddha, or an awakened one, or able one. There are many, many synonyms for Buddha. So the important thing is to understand Buddha appeared in this world, yeah, just like as Buddha Shakyamuni, which is sitting behind me, and he gave teachings, yeah, to the people of this world because he has a special connection with us. But in fact, there are countless Buddhas. And because it's a state of mind, and countless living beings have already attained this state by practicing Buddha's teachings. So this is very important. It stretches maybe a little bit our mind at the beginning, because we think, well, this is his story about Prince Siddhartha and so forth. And anyway, we understand Buddha Shakyamuni has been a Buddha before he appeared in this world. But he appeared in this world to benefit us. That's the point. And he showed us how we can by putting his instructions, his teachings into practice, attain the same state of mind like he has achieved. Yeah, so please begin to deepen your understanding of a little bit believing, yes, I have many faults still. I'm still getting angry. I'm still attached to so many things. I am still jealous from time to time. And I still have ignorance in my mind. But they are not permanent states of mind. You know, they're not like fixed parts of our mind. They're just clouds in the sky. So they are impermanent. They're temporary. And they can be removed. And, so, and what remains is a clear, cloudless, immaculate sky. Or a completely pure mind. So what I would like to encourage you to begin to believe, I have this potential. This is my actual potential. And this is the actual meaning of my life, to develop this potential so that I can become a pure being, a faultless being, always kind, always happy, always helping others, free from selfishness, free from confusion. Yeah. Okay. So Buddha, of course, could give like long teachings about Buddha, but just that we understand mainly Buddha is a state of mind, and therefore if I develop my human nature, my human qualities, I can attain the same state of mind. Yeah? Because we have a pure potential within our heart. We just need to liberate it from the obstructions and the delusions, and we need methods through which we can develop this potential. So what are the methods? Exactly, Buddha's teachings. Buddha's teachings, we say they are scientific methods to improve our human nature and our human qualities. How do we do that? By increasing the capacity of our own mind. Now, at the moment, our mind actually is very underdeveloped. Doesn't matter how many university degrees we have complete different capacity, limitless. So we have to understand in the heart of each and every living being, is a limitless potential of love, compassion, and wisdom in every living being. But we human, we have this incredible good fortune. If we came across Buddha's teachings, we are able to develop this potential. Yeah, get rid of the faults and develop, on the other hand, this potential. And Buddha's teachings are the methods. And therefore, Buddha's teachings are also called Dharma. Dharma. Literally, Dharma means protection for the mind from suffering. So if we put Buddha's teachings into practice, our heart or our mind is protected from suffering.